human confederacies. God calls upon us to move carefully. He warns us against confederating with unbelievers. We are not to bind ourselves up with them in business relations. No one is excusable who does this. Those whom the Lord has appointed to do His work should not bind themselves to comply with certain restrictions in regard to the sale of health foods. He who does this is not wearing the yoke of Christ, but a yoke framed by human devising. The Lord is the owner of all things, and the instruction given me is that we are to let alone that which cannot be handled without compliance with certain restrictions. The Lord is the manager of His own goods, and He will give counter orders to the restrictions which bind His servants. They must be left free to act as circumstances demand. God knows all about the goods He wishes us to handle in His service. He can see beneath the surface and can read the motives which lead men to restrict those who are workers together with God. Men place restrictions on their fellow workers in order that they may reach certain ends. But by making it necessary for others to come exactly to their terms, they may bind about a work which God has declared must advance. They desire to gain a certain object, and they use for themselves the tact and talent given them by God. Written March 29, 1900.